Saga Egmont presents The Year I Didn't Eat by Samuel Pollan. Read by Ashley Margolis. For Mum and Dad, who put up with a lot. December 24th. Dear Anna, I'm kind of new to this, so I don't really know what to write. I guess I should start at the beginning. I'm Max. I turn 15 next August. And right now, you're pretty much the only person I can actually talk to. Mum and Dad say they want to help. But I know that if I told them how I was really feeling, they'd pat me straight off to the loony bin. Same with Lindsay, my psychologist. Whenever I tell her stuff, it ends up coming back to bite me. Because she makes me do stuff I really don't want to do. The other day, we were talking about exercise. And she suddenly told me I'm not allowed to run anymore. Like, at all. Who knows what rule she's going to make up next? I have two friends at school, Ram and Stu, and I have no idea why they put up with me. I hardly ever hang out with them now. When I do, I snap at them all the time. I don't want to tell them about what's happening because they'll either run a mile or start treating me like some special case. I'm not sure which would be worse. Oh, and there's Robin. Don't tell him I said this, but my brother's actually pretty cool. Sometimes. He doesn't treat me like a special case, like Mum and Dad and Lindsay do. Even though he knows all about you, he just gets on with it. He pretends you're not even there. I wish I could do that. Even so, there's loads of things I can't really talk to him about. Because, he's my brother. Hey, Robin, is it true that chili speeds up your metabolism? And will any girls ever want to go near a freak like me? There's no way I'm going to ask him any of that stuff. I look it up online sometimes. Okay, a lot of the time. All the time. But I pretty much always regret it. There's loads of people out there talking about you, Anna. And for some reason, most of them think you're the best thing since sliced bread. Bad choice of phrase. But you know what I mean. If we ignore the internet weirdos, there are six people in my life. Mum, Dad, Lindsay, Ram, Stu, and Robin. That's everyone I've got. Who would you talk to? That's why you're winning. That's why I'm writing this. Because there's no one else left. There are 8 billion people on this planet, and somehow, the only person I can actually talk to is you. It's 12:32 a.m. now. So, happy Christmas. Tomorrow's going to be super hard. Like, the hardest day of my life so far. Breakfast will be okay, because it'll just be me, Robin, Mum and Dad. And they already know what I'm like. They won't mind when I say no to coffee and croissants and the juice with bits in it they've bought specially. They won't mind when I only eat one slice of toast with the thinnest smear of low-fat spread. Well, they will mind, but they won't say anything. But then, everyone else will arrive. Auntie Jess, Uncle Rich, James, Louise and Gran. And they've not seen me like this. They don't know what I'm like now. 1. I stay under the covers as long as I can. Last year, I raced down the stairs hunting for my stocking, yelling at Mum and Dad to get up. Like any normal kid, there's a soft knock on my door. What? I shout, and then immediately feel bad. Getting angry over nothing is my specialty these days. My mum opens it a crack. Happy Christmas, love, she says. Do you want to come down? In a bit, I tell her. It's 8 o'clock. She says. I know. I point at my wrist. My watch is on the smallest hole now and still hangs loose. It looks weird, like one of those tags they put on birds' legs to study their migration patterns. I'm proud and ashamed of it at the same time. Mum comes into the room properly and sits down on my desk chair. She perches on the edge of it and sits really upright, like she wants to make the smallest possible impression on the room. I hate the way my parents are around me now. Like they're on eggshells. Like they're waiting for me to snap. Are you feeling all right about today, sweetheart? You talked it through with Lindsay? It's tiring. I'm tired all the time. Some days I go to bed at 7 p.m. It'll be fine, I tell her, turning over in bed so I'm facing the wall. I'll be fine. I'll drag your brother out of bed soon, or I'll try at least. Your father's picking Gran up right before lunch.